I love Dean Richards. It's Wendy in for Bob. He's back tomorrow. I will miss Dean. He is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. God. How are you, my friend?
Singing with Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yep.
It's just reminding me
how bad I sound when I sing. I spend four lonely days. happy Monday.
Right back at you.
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching Timothy Chalamet on Saturday Night Live this weekend.
I saw the beginning of it. I fell asleep, but I did enjoy his opening number where he took the Willy Wonka song, Pure Imagination, and turned it into a world of shameless self-promotion.
It was funny.
Because the actors are off strike, and now they can promote their movies again. And his Willy Wonka movie, Wonka, will be coming out just before Christmas time, where he is Willy Wonka himself. But I cannot wait to see Hugh Grant as an Oompa Loompa in this movie. I think it's going to be so great. I'm super excited about it.
Well, now this is kind of like a prequel, isn't it? It's not like it's just a remake of Johnny Depp doing Gene Wilder.
Yeah, not the same story that we've known over and over again. It's going to be a different take. I'm told prequel of how Willy Wonka got to be Willy Wonka that we know. From the chocolate factory and all that. But, we'll see. We'll see how it turns out. But it was great to see him on the show. It was a pretty funny show. They did a little Britney Spears spoof that apparently Britney Spears is not so happy about.
Really?
They did a bit where they were taking auditions over who was going to do the audio version of her book. And they had several of the cast members imitating celebrities doing it. Alec Baldwin made an appearance on the show, I guess toward the end. I didn't see it.
It was very brief.
I heard about it.
Yeah, very brief. And Sarah Sherman did a really funny John Mulaney.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that. Speaking of John Mulaney, I had a nice little chat with him. He's got a Netflix special out that's called Baby J, in which he talks pretty openly about his going into rehab 3 years ago. He holds nothing back. We did a nice little Zoom chat with him. You know, he's from the Lincoln Park neighborhood. That's where he grew up.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Chicago's very own. Did not go to college here. Went out east to go to college. But still, when I talked to him, though, he had some fond Chicago memory still.
Bozo, obviously.
Yep. Ever go?
Then, no, I never went to one. I would have been too jealous if I wasn't picked.
You know what? When you come back to Chicago, I'm happy to bring the buckets to you so you can play the game and see.
Do you have the buckets?
We have the buckets. We have the whole setup. We've got the whole thing. Whenever we have Chicago celebs that come into our studio, we set up the buckets because all they want to do is play the grand prize games.
Oh, man, that would be fantastic. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm coming.
I read that they used to hang out at the Broadcasting Museum.
Yeah, so at the Chicago Cultural Center, there's the Museum of Broadcast Communications.
Communications used to be. They've moved, but yes, I know what you mean, yeah.
Okay, so they had this massive, really cool museum, and then they had this archive where you could see television from the very early 50s onward. And I was really interested in what certain talk shows had been like in their full episodes. Like, what's a full episode of Ernie Kovacs like? What's a full episode of the Jack Parr show like? You know?
Your new special on Netflix, Baby J, is running right now. And I'm always so fascinated when, you've been so open about everything that's happened in your life the past a couple of years. I'm always interested in, in sharing that, where, a lot of people would keep it private and not want to talk about things like that. You've not only talked about it, you've made it part of your act.
Oh, yeah. I like very much sharing or oversharing with a lot of people. I'm not sure why. I'm more comfortable talking to 12,000 people than three. And I'm much less self-conscious in front of an audience than I would be at like dinner party, doing stand-up for nearly 20 years, and then having a lot of information about myself out in the public already. So there was no way my next special wasn't going to be about it.
So what's dadhood like? How old is your little one now?
He's 23 months old.
23 months old. So how's that going so far?
My son was on tour with Olivia and I the first 18 months of his life, you know? And now, now it's getting super fun to go to the park. He wants to do the slide himself. He's a really adventurous, curious kid. So I'm worried about him hurting himself more, but there's a thrill with that.
I like that. I like that. When is the appropriate time to stop referring to your children's age by months?
At 24 months.
Is
as soon
24?
As it's 2 years old, then you
as
say.
As soon as you hit the terrible twos?
And Baby Jay's great. I saw it when it first came out. It's a great, great
He's so
thing.
Funny.
He is.
He's so funny in a self-deprecating way.
Mm-hmm.
In a very matter-of-fact way. I mean, he's not begging for jokes. They're just observations. And I give him a lot of credit for... I'm sure he wouldn't really consider it bravery of what he's doing, talking about his rehab and the problems that he had with alcohol and drug addiction. But I think it is, I think it is. It's very empowering to own something like that and to talk about it and let other people know that... You know, you're not the only one that may
exactly.
be going through something like that.
Exactly. All right, we're going to take a break, and then I want to hear about Taylor Swift, because I love her. I really do.
During the break, I'm going to try to calculate how many months old I am right now.
All right, you hurry up and figure that out.
If my calculator goes that high.
And we've got the man with the buckets on the line with us.
And buckets will travel.
Yes. All right, Dean, is it Tavis? Is it Trailer? What are we calling Taylor and Travis?
Yeah, I don't think they've come up with a couple name for them yet because they can't. Well, I think we know who's bigger, who's more popular. It's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing against Travis Kelce, but come on, Taylor Swift, are you kidding me? She's the main deal. Now, so far... it has been Taylor up in the guest box cheering him on during Kansas City Chiefs game. But over the weekend, he went to Buenos Aires, Argentina, where Taylor was doing her concert. The South American leg of her Eras tour has begun. And he was up in the stands, probably the guest box, I imagine.
Yeah.
While she sang her songs, one of the songs she gave a shout out to him. During one of her songs, she changed the lyrics of the song to give him a big shout out. It was during her song Karma. And one of the lines in the song is the guy on the screen, and she changed it to the guy on the Chiefs.
Oh.
You know, and the crowd went wild and whatever.
I'm already sick of them.
Are you really? A lot of people are. A lot of people are.
I mean, she's great, he's great, whatever, but, I don't care anymore.
The pretty much every time I do a story on her, I get all kinds of texts and messages of how sick people are of them. They can't stand it. They hear their names one more time, they're going to scream. And all I got to say is, tell it to her 96 million followers.
Yeah.
I understand that people are tired of it, but there are a lot of people that absolutely love her. So, is it going to kill you to listen to a 10-second story about her?
No.
Really? Come on.
Is she shopping for a house?
She's shopping for a house.
With him, you think?
Well, that has not been disclosed.
I don't think it's going to last.
I don't think it's at that point yet, number one. Although, they were caught making out at this concert. And this part is...
it's just weird to hear you say making out. I don't know why.
I know. I know. It's like hearing your grandfather say it. I understand. Tongues were wagging. This part is weird to me. I mean, that's fine. They're dating, whatever. Where I seriously get a little creeped out about it is where cameras are posted everywhere. And literally, there were some cameras that were, like, up in the rafters. shooting down, I don't know if it was drones or whatever, while they were leaving the stadium, and that's where they were making out, and the cameras caught it, but it's so peeping Tom.
Yeah, it is.
It's creepy to me. Leave them swap spit if they want to on their own. I'm trying to think of as many euphemisms as I can for this right now. But so yes, while they were at this concert in Argentina, at the same time Taylor's people were shopping for properties in either Portugal, Spain, or Morocco. Price of these modest little homes so far, $2 to $10 million. She was looking at one in particular in Lisbon, the Portuguese capital of Lisbon. Taylor currently owns homes in London, New York, Los Angeles, and also Tennessee. So you can see why she feels cramped and needs another space.
Got to have one more.
Yep.
Weekend box office?
It was The Marvels taking the number one spot at the box office.
Really?
Which, it's kind of a bittersweet win for them. The movie did make $47 million for its opening weekend, but that is the lowest opening ever for any Marvel movie of the 34 Marvel movies that have been made, something like that. This was the lowest box office opening ever for any Marvel movie. So as I said in my review, I wasn't crazy about the movie number one, but that's just my own taste with this. But I think people are really getting tired of these superhero movies. They really need to come up with some other way of presenting this, because it is clearly running out of gas a little bit. So,
yeah.
You know, we'll see how it all shakes out as more, because there are more planned. There's going to be more.
Well, nice to speak to you.
Hopefully there'll be some making out of some of those.
Yes. All right, well, Bob's probably making out with Marianne right now, and then he'll be back tomorrow.
Let's hope. Thanks for that visual image.
All right, shut up. I'll talk to you later.
La, 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 la.
Earmuffs. All right, I'll see you, Dean.
Bye.